Here we are, Multimedia Men podcast number 4.
Oh yeah.
Here we are going to talk about some news stories this past week up to present to the minute of right now. I'm Brian Kluger, joined with Gotti Elkon, Andrew Conway, and Adam Conway. So let's get on to the news stories. The first one, The Curse of Chucky, the new Chucky movie. There's two new Chucky movies, Child's Plays. Movies coming out. Curse of Chucky, which is direct to video for some reason, just won Best Film, the Audience Award at Fantasia Fest. That's amazing.
And
that's,
what is that's Fantasia amazing. Fest?
Brian? It's a bunch of French Canadians that are fucking retarded.
There you go.
What's the other Chucky movie coming out?
I'm not sure of the name of it, but it's supposed to be a remake.
That's a weird name.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a remake. This one is a sequel.
The remake of Chucky?
Yeah, something like that. But The Curse of Chucky is a sequel, and it stars Brad Dourif's daughter, who Brad Dourif is the voice of Chucky in all the movies.
But he's a new Chucky doll in this, right?
It's correct. Like, he's all done up. He's not Scars anymore. But supposedly, from what I read, it does take place after the events of all the movies.
It won for the Audience Award.
Right. Best Picture for Audience Award, yeah.
So it wasn't like the French Canadian.
Then some hockey movie won for best.
But that's it.
Yeah. Curse of French Canadians.
A Curse of Chucky won Best Picture at a film festival. That's the bottom line.
That's the news.
Okay. So yeah, that's the news. That's cool. We love Chucky.
On the radar.
So our next news story, a bit of unfortunate and sad news, Karen Black, the actress, died. You might have seen her act with...
Airport 1-5.
Yes, or Jack Nicholson in Easy Rider. Or she was Mother Firefly in House of Thousand Corpses.
Wasn't she in Five Easy Pieces? Not
Easy she was in Black. She was in Easy Rider too.
Okay.
But she was also Mother Firefly in House of Thousand Corpses. And she was the woman in all three segments of Trilogy of Terror. Most notably,
she
little doll.
Looks kind of creepy.
She was also in Nashville.
And she died for a long battle of cancer. We send our thoughts out to her family and friends. We like her a lot.
Just can't stop talking about Nashville.
Rest in peace, quality. Karen Black. Our next bit of news is a bit of crazy news. Vin Diesel, as you know, from Pitch Black, the upcoming Riddick movie, just titled Riddick. And he was in the voice of the Iron Giant. Vin Diesel is just been cast as Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy.
It's because of his phenomenal work as the Iron Giant, where he says one word. So, hey, I am Groot.
It's his voice, not him.
That's just
so weird, though. Because
what is the face of a franchise? Who's Groot, for people who don't know Guardians of the Galaxy?
Groot is a tree-like alien that is one of the members of the Guardians of the Galaxy, a new Marvel movie.
Lord of the Rings!
Sorry.
He has tree-like powers.
Even the trees walked in this movie.
He can communicate with trees.
Does that mean he'll die soon?
Yeah.
He's an Ent.
So is that news as big as we thought it was going to be? Because Vin Diesel was really hyping it up.
Because they haven't really, yeah.
And he just gave me a voice.
It wasn't what everyone thought it was going to be.
But
let's
mainly,
be fucking
it's like
honest.
Vin Diesel's
probably going to pay like
been away for a while,
like one
but
word.
Then he came back with the Fast and the Furious. He's doing Riddick, and now he's doing a big Guardians of the Galaxy Marvel movie.
But Groot was not in anyone's list of what he was hinting at.
Correct.
It seems like exactly what y'all are talking about. It's a bullshit little voice thing.
Do you think
it's
he's been doing motion capture also, though?
Possibly. What does it matter
if
he does?
Because they can get his likeness.
It's a giant tree.
You just get a random
right.
six foot guy.
It's a waste
guy.
Of such a big action.
It's a waste
star.
Of money.
It's definitely a waste of that. Yeah, they're using his name for sure to help sell this because who we have in the lead.
But we still haven't found out who's going to be Rocket Raccoon, though, right?
No, we have not.
Let's be honest. Let's move on.
Chris Pratt. Yeah.
So that's
our latest news for Guardians of the Galaxy. If you're following Guardians of the Galaxy,
all you 12-year-olds listening to this right now,
correct. The next bit of news, it's a bit of cool news. Actor, comedian, music writer Brett McKenzie of Flight of the Conchords and director James Bobman, who directed the recent Muppet movie, they both are developing a Labyrinth-style musical fantasy. Action adventure musical, which is cool because Brett McKenzie did do the music for Muppets.
He wrote the music for the first Muppets movie. Now the next one, Muppets Most Wanted.
Correct.
He won an Oscar,
dude. I would love if Brett just went ahead and did Labyrinth again.
It would be awesome.
He's also going to be in the Hobbit movie because he's from New Zealand.
Correct.
I know Jermaine actually did a good impression. But
going with Jim Henson, yeah, Labyrinth style movie, we could get another.
This is a lot cooler that it's a musical. This is going to get to an audience.
Labyrinth was a musical.
Had musical.
I think of the Dracula musical.
This will touch an audience that doesn't know Labyrinth. Old people. Let's do it.
Like the Dracula musical and Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Exactly. I think it's ingenious. It's ballsy. And you know what? They're not just redoing the movie, which do we? We just saw a great T-shirt in Kick-Ass too.
I hate reboots.
Thank you. Do we need another Labyrinth? Because I don't care what you do, you will never replace Bowie.
It's not gonna be a Labyrinth.
Period.
Like nostalgia can only go so far.
To other
though.
Movies. So saying it's Labyrinth style doesn't necessarily mean it's
It's a Labyrinth style.
Yeah.
Like fantasy action.
Great.
Yeah.
That's fine, but don't do it as a movie. I'm glad it's a musical. It'll be unique, and what they can do with.
But it's a musical movie, is what they're saying.
Yeah, but what
Labyrinth
they can
was
do.
Was a musical movie. It really was.
But
it
what
was.
They're trying to tell you, Gotti, is. That it's not actually going to be the Labyrinth per se. It's going to be like the Labyrinth.
He doesn't get it. He'll never get it.
Hey, and you know what? It has Jim Henson presents.
I'm out on this whole
I'm
thing.
Out. All right. What else do you have, Adam?
In other news, Bruce Willis bowed out of Expendables 3.
Good job, Bruce.
Due to money issues.
Yeah, so how we heard about this news was Sylvester Stallone took to Twitter and announced Willis out, Harrison Ford in. It's the thing I've been looking forward to my whole life. And then Sylvester Stallone followed that
Time
tweet.
Out.
Hold on. He followed that tweet with a – what? Wait, go ahead. What?
Did you just say Harrison Ford in Expendables 3 – it's something you've been waiting your entire life to see.
That's what Sylvester Stallone said.
Oh,
really?
Okay. I was about to stab you across
he
the
just,
face.
No, Stallone
he
said he's been looking
one.
Forward to maybe directing or working with Harrison Ford in his life.
Oh, okay.
But then he followed up that tweet with, greed and laziness will ruin your career. That was aimed at Willis because originally Willis was...
It could be aimed at his fucking own self.
But Willis did walk out because Willis was signed on to do
four days
for $3 million. Willis wanted $1 million a day, meaning $4 million 4 days. And Willis was like, I'm
not. How is it ludicrous? Why is it ludicrous? Bruce fucking
Life's
Willis.
Life's hard.
You know what I say to Bruce? Good job.
Bruce does a lot of terrible movies for all that money.
It's still Bruce Willis.
No, that's not the point. The point is that every action star has been in the Expendables almost.
Yeah.
And everybody's
Why?
Taking a pay cut to be in this just to
Except
be in
Steven
it.
Seagal, because the producer
is he alive?
Seagal is awesome in that.
Isn't he a
machete.
Sheriff in like New
but
Mexico?
But is Harrison Ford really
going
to bring that much to Expendables?
Yes, because it's in a new direction. Harrison Ford, it's like a new direction other than.
Because he brought a lot to 42.
We know he'll be yelling angrily in it. That's one
I hope so, because he's pretty much phoned it in.
All I know.
And Skippy.
All I know is Sylvester Stallone, if you ever listen to this podcast, you must have a joke for Harrison Ford where he shoots somebody first.
Yes.
You have to do that.
Well, I'm more excited about Wesley Snipes in this movie than
I am too.
I want to see how prison might have changed.
And I hope whoever directs Expendables, because I don't think it will be Stallone.
No.
They need to focus on Wesley Snipes' ability to do kung fu and martial arts because he's amazing at it.
You don't think it'll be Dominic West again?
Huh?
You don't think it'll be Dominic West?
It might be. But Wesley Snipes in Blade 3 was his martial arts were not utilized on camera.
Time out. We're talking Blade 3.
I'm still waiting for Wesley Can't Jump 2. That's what I'm waiting for.
I'm just saying that they need to focus on Wesley Snipes.
Where's Rosie Perez,
man?
Unless it's a rat on that topic.
No. Correct. No, so, yeah, that's the
deal. This guy had it right. I'm just going to say that.
He did not get
Bruce had it right.
That movie.
You know what? Because it was a little bit of a better script, and this movie sucked.
Well, yeah,
what
movie is that?
Lay the Favorite, which was directed by the great Stephen Frears. I'm sorry, Stephen, you made this film.
Grifters.
You must have been paid.
Dangerous
Liaisons. Damn right, and he won't ever be talked about this. But Bruce Willis does do little bullshit movies.
He does.
You know what?
He
said to Stallone
that.
You know what? You're going to have to pay me a little bit, buddy, because I know how shitty this film's going to be.
Well, he knows how much money
$3
Stallone's
million
made
for
off of
4 days or $4 million
I
four
know,
days.
Stallone's
ridiculous.
Making so much money off of Spendables. It's ridiculous. So,
do we know
how much money they make
facts?
last film?
We have
over 300?
Like
over
400 million?
Someone have facts.
They won't give him $4 million. Stallone, his whole career, why can't you just give him $4 million?
It's a ridiculous demand.
It's Bruce Willis. He makes ridiculous demands all the time, though.
Stallone has
found
the art of the sequel.
I'm Team Stallone on this. I'm Team Stallone.
Yeah.
Well,
Bruce Willis kind of a dick.
And Stallone is an angel. Oh, my God.
But Willis
is
coming back for J.J. 3. So, hey, maybe that's what he can
just listen to Kevin Smith's story on working with Bruce Willis.
I totally agree. I'm not talking about Bruce as a person. Just like I doubt you people think Stallone is an angel.
No,
but come on. The movie made $400 million. The guy asked for a mil extra.
You're not.
He's Bruce Willis. He's going to do it.
You're
just give it to
him. Talking about the main part of the movie, and you're not talking about a cast of three people. You're talking a cast of like 15 action stars. You often make sacrifices.
But don't worry. They got Kellen Lutz to replace him, so.
Yeah, because that Kellen's cool.
So,
I don't mind Kellen, actually.
On
segueing from that.
Kellen's a nice guy.
money,
financial
stuff.
Side note, real quick.
Hold on.
Sylvester Stallone said he actually wants Mel Gibson to direct the Expendables 3.
You see the shit we're talking about here? I'm all for that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I am a huge proponent of Mel Gibson, and I'm a Jew. I love Mel Gibson.
Yeah. I like Braveheart too, but I would tap the brake on that comment.
No.
Maybe
I love
Braveheart
too. Apocalypto was amazing movie. All right, going on from the financial.
Did he give any of those actors fucking money? I bet you not.
Yes, he did. But moving on, financial woes of Bruce Willis
shit.
On to financial woes of Hugh Jackman.
So it was announced today that. Possibly, they offered Hugh Jackman $100 million to keep playing Wolverine for at least four more movies after X-Men Days of Future Past.
So not so much of a financial woe there. That is a big, big commitment
if he
to play Wolverine. Because how many times, if he accepts
this... seventh already?
And it might not just actually be a Wolverine movie. It could be a smaller part in another X-Men movie. So that's actually a pretty good deal, especially if he's not actually the main character in the movie.
Wait, let me get this straight, guys. A movie makes $400 million. You guys bitch about $4 million. A movie that is not going to make $400 million in the new latest Wolverine, and they want to give him $100 million. For the next
four films. He's the Robert Downey Jr. of the X-Men world. He's
and
the
Expendables wasn't a fucking juggernaut
but a
winner in the
because
money
Hugh Jackman
zone?
Is the sole leading actor in that movie, and he's probably on set every day and takes 3 to 4 months to film. Whereas 3 to 4 days to film a small cameo part in a movie.
Is Bruce Willis's name on the top or not even on the list of when you have Expendables 3, you have Stallone.
You know where his name is.
Damn right you know where his name is.
He decrees it there.
Fuck, you didn't decree it. He deserves it.
No, he does not.
Does not. Hugh Jackman does?
Absolutely. Jackman's a better
Australia.
Actor than Bruce Willis.
Go ahead.
And I feel, I'm hoping somehow they make a way
quite
put Wolverine.
I'm saying it is.
Hopefully they find a way to actually put Wolverine in.
Did y'all even like this? Let's get
that's
back to Wolverine. Hoping. Did you like this last one? Honestly.
Maybe they should put Wolverine
honestly,
in.
Did you like
it in the last one?
Yeah, it was
what
better
the
last
fuck
one.
Does that mean? That doesn't mean it good. The last one sucked.
Yeah.
It was better. Because
it
was,
which
it was,
both of you give sad looks like it was better. Because
think,
it wasn't good.
I
it
think
was,
he's...
The ground and pound, all the stuff, it relied more on actual fighting than CG. The third act did fail. The train scene was fun, but it was a better movie. And the end credit sequence was killer. Killer awesome.
Now just imagine, though, if...
and you guys want to see
Aronofsky
four
actually
more
directed
films.
It.
Yeah. I'll see
fuck you. Aronofsky could have done something amazing.
Yeah. Wolverine's a better... character than any Bruce Willis character, maybe besides Bandits.
John McClane.
I think he actually performed best in X-Men First Class. I think that was the best Wolverine.
He's in there for one scene.
Yeah, go fuck
exactly.
Yourself.
He got paid $4 million for 3 days.
What were 3 days? It was like one scene.
For it was 2 hour scene.
I'm just shocked that y'all are cool with Jackman getting $100 million for four more shitty films. Where Bruce Willis is being Bruce Willis and asked for four. I don't get why one guy is, he's obviously a dick and it's not Hugh Jackman requesting this. I know that.
It's
the studio needs to give him $100 million.
They need to lock him down because otherwise they're going to have
Wolverine. Otherwise what? Who's going to play Wolverine?
At least,
no one.
It happened, like Rob Downey Jr. The same thing happened to them. Like,
Team Stallone.
He expected like $60 million for one film or something like that.
If Bruce had faith in the movie, he should just do a back-end deal and you can pay it after the fact because you know he's going to make a lot. That's going to make a lot of money.
But he doesn't.
All right.
Sure.
Moving on, we have 6 minutes. What's the next news story?
Oh, DC is trying to get in the TV game with a new Flash TV series.
Which is a remake. There was a Flash TV series already.
Yeah, spinning off of Arrow, which is their successful Green Arrow series.
I do want to put this out there. They're not only doing this because, like, I've read some reports. Whedon's got his show, so that means DC's got to do it. That's bullshit.
Yeah.
Arrow was a huge success for the CW.
And that was before Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
And it was before Whedon. So anyone that says
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. But that was, what, their biggest show this year? Was Arrow?
Yeah,
I completely understand this movie.
Besides the Vampire Diaries.
And Greg Berlanti, who's spearheading it, is a really great, great writer. He did like Dirty Sexy Money and Eli Stone. And unfortunately also did the Green Lantern movie. But everyone just kind of put that.
That was Ryan Reynolds' fault, not his. Let's be honest.
There was no villain in that movie, unfortunately.
Well, the villain was Mark Strong.
There's no character development at all.
But you just didn't know it. I'm totally on board. Flash is a cool character.
Yeah, I'm excited to see
it. It'll work on TV. And you know what? It has more legs, in my opinion, not to be ironic, but than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Smallville lasted for how many seasons?
10 seasons.
Exactly. Yeah. Why not give us Flash? And if Arrow is this big of a hit for the network, this is what people want to see. Give them Flash. And I will say this. It'll do better than Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Okay.
I doubt it, but
no, yeah, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Maybe not ratings because it's on a
small,
it's a network.
Clark
okay,
Clark Gregg's gonna make that movie.
But there's much more life to recreating Flash than doing S.H.I.E.L.D., which we don't know where they'll.
I hope
go.
They use the same outfit they used back for.
Of course they won't.
Okay, for a quick little rundown of D23, Disney's convention, which is held every 2 years.
Horrible.
Anything? From
what?
D23?
What is D23, Gotti?
Oh, Disney. Gay.
It's not Mighty Ducks 23, that's for sure.
Yeah, Disney's convention every 2 years where Disney... It's like Comic-Con, but for everything Disney.
And so this is the 46th year?
Something.
Everyone thought they were going to reveal some big Star Wars news or some of the new Marvel movie news, but that did not happen. But we did get a lot of Pixar news, mainly
the
titles.
Next three films.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are the next three films?
Pete Docter's new movie about the inside of a little girl's mind is called Inside Out, and it's featuring characters represented by all different feelings.
And what did Pete do, by the way? Just to give props to Pete.
Up.
Thank you.
Up's amazing.
Best first 10 minutes of a movie ever.
15. Best love story ever.
All
right. Like 9 minutes,
we also got, unfortunately, we got a Planes sequel.
Sad.
Yeah.
Wait, you enjoyed that a little bit. I enjoyed it more than Wolverine.
I enjoyed
that's
Wolverine
what Dane
more
Cook.
Than Plane. Yeah, that's you.
Isn't there a dinosaur movie that's coming out also?
Is that a Pixar film though?
Yeah. Walking with Dinosaur?
No, it's not that. It's good. I think it's called The Good Dinosaur.
Okay, that's Pixar.
It is Pixar.
But the big
we also
big
have
news,
Frozen.
Yeah,
which is the. Is it CGI or is it a standard animation? I thought.
No, it's CG.
It
looks
CG.
The trailer
looks funny.
The trailer looks amazing.
Pixar, it's Disney's 3.
If you need, if check out the trailer for Frozen,
which
Planes
wasn't
and
Pixar.
Kristen
though
plays
Planes
the,
was Disney.
And don't confuse.
No, it's Pixar.
Frozen,
you
do
sure?
The animated Disney
yeah.
version, not the movie Frozen where they get stuck on a chairlift ski.
Yeah,
chairlift.
Not a good movie. Not a good movie.
I liked it.
But the big news is they didn't announce anything Star Wars related. That's what everyone thought
or
they were going to do.
Yeah.
And, you know.
All we know about Star Wars with Disney now is that John Williams is doing the score again, and Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher will make appearances.
And they talk about the TV show Star Wars Rebels, which is taking place in between parts 3 and 4 of the series.
They've done flawless work with the animated stuff, by the way.
Yeah, and then they're also talking about incorporating Star Wars into their theme parks now. So,
oh, that's going to be huge for them, for sure.
Money, mo money,
it's
mo going to
be
money.
Better than Harry Potter Land. Nope.
Star Wars will.
I want some butterbeer.
But yeah, that's our news for the week. We will be back with more news next time.
On the radar.
Boop, boop, boop.